stories happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
I'm just kind of watching the sky this morning. I think we're all going to be doing that today because of the weather that they're expecting, and especially north of downtown is going to be on like high alert all day today because of the weather that they keep talking about. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, George.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have Moto's Country coming up in about 20 minutes. We have 610 Amen on the way at 610, amazingly enough. my Astro turnaround?
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
I know, they lost last night. I went on the air yesterday and proclaimed that this was the moment, this was the time, this was the place that they were going to start turning around. By the way, I was not alone.
Yeah.
There were other, like, sports pundits, even nationally, that were saying maybe this is the turnaround for the Astros.
Oh, wow. Let's name three of them. Go ahead.
There was the baseball guy on ESPN. I can't think of his name
George,
right now.
George, what else do you need? George.
No, it's on ESPN, so...
It lasted less than 24 hours.
They lost a game. It doesn't mean that the turnaround's not going on. They're going to lose an occasional game. I'm sticking to my guns. This is the start. This is the turnaround.
Okay, I hope you're right.
You wrote it down yesterday, right, Mo?
I did. It's written down.
Okay, good.
I write down all your proclamations. I have quite the list.
I bet you do. you doing okay this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Eric with a K?
Yeah, tired as usual, but here I am.
Here we are. All right, let's talk about the top three things that are happening here in Houston this morning.
Number three.
Astros lost. Sorry, George, you owe Eric Lynch.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. This is just put it on the list. I own a bunch of lunches.
So George is ready for the turnaround. But did you know Cleveland is the Guardians?
I did know that.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And it's not even a good logo either.
It's like they're temporarily trying to figure it out while they scramble to change the name.
No, I think that's it. They're with the Guardians.
That's it?
Yeah.
Are they sure?
Yeah. And maybe they should go back to the drawing board.
We lost to the Guardians.
Except last night. In extra innings. But this is the start of the turnaround. I'm telling you.
Number two.
Yesterday, we were talking about the third largest school district in the state cutting dozens of librarians.
Mm-hmm.
More details about this situation have been rolling out. Cy-Fair ISD, not a good look. The librarians that they've been interviewing said that they woke up to an email that was sent to them after hours letting them know they were without a job.
What?
An email.
So nobody talked to them? They just got an email when they woke up?
An email.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, the district needed to cut $68 million. They did have a press release, but I didn't even read it because I was just sad.
Sad about it.
It was an email.
Yeah. The librarians told us.
And the top story trending in Texas.
All right. Today's a weather alert day as there is a threat for more rain today. We're watching this morning. Gusty winds, hail, brief tornado possible. Overnight, though, y'all, the high water rescues.
Mm-hmm.
New Caney, we are looking out for you. And they did say, as they've got those high water vehicles out and about, more animals than people that they're rescuing, which is so sad. But still, y'all, be safe. Know your area. About 3:45 this morning, they reported more road closures due to this high water. Impassable for a few days. We knew this was coming, but be safe, be smart.
And by the way, they've just opened some new shelters, too. If you have somebody in that area that needs the information, we're always happy to help. You can call or text us, and we'll get it right out to you. That's what's trending here in Texas, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
My name's Rachel. I'm calling from Cyprus. I'm a teacher at one of the elementaries out here. And Cy-Fair ISD has decided to cut our librarians by half. And our campus is very sad to hear this morning that we are losing the heart of our school. Our librarian, Miss Kreitz.
Oh my gosh.
We have seen the headlines, but for you to be on the ground and see it in person, I know that's got to be heartbreaking.
It's devastating. It brings tears to my eyes. Our kids, our staff. I mean, she's just the pulse to our school.
What makes her so special?
She loves the kids so well. She's a great She's a great safe place for the kids. Mm-hmm. She just brings so much joy to our campus and our community.
How about if we turn this into a positive story and turn it into celebrating librarians and what they mean? Because I feel like people don't really appreciate the impact they have on the kids.
I think you're exactly right. I think unless you're in those walls, you don't know how much they bring to the kids every day. The smiles, the laughter, the love, the share of reading, the share of learning. They do so much, and it's just very heartbreaking. So we will miss them, and we've been blessed to have our librarian.
That's what we're focusing on, the blessings of those librarians out there. And I mean, who didn't love good book fair day, right? You get to buy posters, you get to buy books. My boys love that. So
that says a lot that you bought posters, George.
And we are in the heart of our book fair this week, too. So
that's
okay. Okay. All right, then, for Rachel and all the folks in Sci Fair and Cypress and going through this right now, can I ask for some prayers and can I get an amen for those librarians out there?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
We appreciate your support.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen with George and Mo and Eric with a K, and we're just in here trying to figure out when all of this nasty weather is going to hit. Now, I know for a lot of folks, you're probably this morning going, wait a second, what nasty weather are you talking about? But they have some blinding rain. As a matter of fact, up around Huntsville this morning, the reports are that it is really coming down in buckets, especially along 45. So if you have anybody that's headed to Dallas or headed north this morning on 45, it's going to be a big, big problem. And something that everybody is concerned about, Mo, with the weather that's moving through here.
Flooding. Obviously, we all have flooding on our minds. We know what it does to us. The flooding threat is more getting worse as the more weather's coming, because we have all that weather that we had over the weekend far north. All that water's coming south, mm-hmm. and adding more water to it is not good. So has anyone checked on Jeff Linder today?
You know what? I haven't checked on Jeff, but he's probably been up for like 48 hours monitoring this. He is the meteorologist for the Harris County Flood Control District, and he jumps on the show with us sometimes. I know he and his wife are big listeners. And that's the other thing. With the Bull's signal, radio signal, mm-hmm. like right. we have folks that listen all the way in Huntsville.
Oh, sure.
And all the way down to Galveston. And so I know there are people in Galveston going, eh, what's the weather? It's fine here. You know what I mean? It's a little weird, but they are getting hammered this morning north of the city, even north of the Woodlands.
Yeah. A lot of the schools are closed, too. Huntsville, New Waverly, Shepherd, Willis are all closed. So you know it's a bad situation.
Now, Willis, that's where in-laws live, right?
Oh, yes. That's the Willis Spa and Resort.
You go there quite often, right? You and the family?
Yeah. We try to get out of town.
And they have, like, animals and all sorts of things, right?
Yep. Rain.
Everybody
rain
good there cows. So far?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Are they hunkering down at all?
I think you hunker up when it floods.
I've never heard that, but okay, it sounds logical.
I done made it up.
No, that's great. That's great. You get the funny bell today.
Thank you.
Get the funny bell. It's one of those mornings. And here's the thing. We're going to have rain showers. These showers are going to drop a little bit to the south. But tomorrow, it looks like we're getting more rain, and that's going to be coming through the Woodlands and, again, kind of north. So all of these rain showers are lining up, and I think we all still have that little bit of PTSD from Harvey whenever you see, you know, water levels get up on the roads.
High water vehicles that are out and about, saving all these animals and these people around the San Jacinto River. It's like, hurts my heart.
So thinking about everybody especially in those northern counties like Conroe, Montgomery. If you're on 249, too, just looking, the weather just popped up on our screen here. And on 249 in Montgomery County is just like one solid strip of red right now with the rain. So just be careful driving. Because, again, some of the rain is especially heavy, and we'll keep our eyes out there. If you need any of the information, we have all the school closings, all of that. You can text us and let us know, and we can pass it along. But, again, just thinking about folks to the north of us this morning that are dealing with this terrible, terrible weather that we're having, and it looks like it's going to continue for the next couple of days. Set a reminder this afternoon at 3:25. You get a chance to win tickets to Kenny Chesney, which is coming up next week in the Woodlands. You win them this afternoon with Nick Russo on the drive home here on the Bull.
George, I owe you an apology.
Whoa. Yes, you do. Yes, you. I'm not sure what it's for, but yes, you do.
This is a long time coming, right? I make fun of you a lot. It's valid, usually. Right? But last night, I was making dinner, and I almost texted you and was like, George, I really owe this to you. I make fun of you for your irrational fear of squirrels.
Oh, yeah. I can't explain it, but yes, I have an irrational fear of squirrels. Thank you for bringing it up again.
I still think that's weird. Yeah. To be fair.
How bad is your fear of squirrels?
Oh, it's
before
bad.
We get to your apology, because I want to leave a nice open space for that.
Yeah, no.
But when you see a squirrel, what happens?
Oh, I honestly will walk the other way.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm telling you, they're rats with fuzzy tails, and they will attack you. They will come up and attack you. It's an irrational fear. I know that, but... I cannot do squirrels.
Yes, and usually when we talk about this irrational fear of yours, I'm like, I'm not scared of anything. Well, when I was cooking dinner, I realized I am scared of something.
What?
The potato peeler.
Why are you scared of a potato peeler?
I don't know. I was making mashed potatoes, and I'm peeling the potatoes, and I'm like, this is terrifying.
Yeah. I get that, actually.
You know, you're just getting after it, and you're like, one slip of the hand, and you're done for.
Yeah, I always sort of envision me just, like, grinding off the skin on my fingers.
Just ripping off the skin.
To the point where I was wearing oven mitts while I was doing it.
Okay. And I was all right, now that's irrational.
I think I'm George.
It's nice to know that I've had an influence on you, though.
I'm just really sorry that I made fun of your irrational fear.
Thank you. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? When like and maybe it's worse as you get older. I'm not sure.
Maybe. We're just like, we know better. Right?
I guess, but it is one of those things where you can't, people like, well, that's silly. That don't be afraid of that. And it's like, you don't understand. That's what irrational fear means, right?
That's a good point.
All right, now you've apologized, so yes. You got to hug it out.
I'm not hugging.
Yeah, okay.
Because you have any irrational fear of hugs, too.
See, there are a lot more irrational fears Mo has than you.
Deeper rooted issue.
Do you have irrational fears? I mean, Mo and I have shared.
You got nothing, Eric? Like, try me.
Oh, I'm scared of everything.
By the way, 713-881-5500. Tell us the story of your irrational fear. 713-881-5500 here on the Bull.
Mine is dolls.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know that.
I did know that. Yeah,
so my daughter, Charlie, she's 8 years old, mm-hmm. and she's never owned a doll.
They're not allowed in the house.
Dollies are not allowed in the house.
I'm calling CPS on you.
No. I mean, she's got Barbies. Barbies don't scare me.
But okay. She doesn't have that one that I send you pictures of at my house.
No. Like the clickety-clackety eyes get me.
Sailor has a doll that like looks real, and she thinks it's real, and she sleeps with it. And so I see it on the baby monitor, and I'll send Eric pictures of it.
It's terrifying. Because what happens is she sends me the night vision version of the screenshot of Sailor in bed with this doll, and the doll's eyes are wide open, and they catch the reflection of the light of the camera, mm-hmm. and it's a demon, I swear.
Always watching you.
Yes! No dolls in my house. Not allowed. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible father, but no.
713-881-5500. You have an irrational fear story that you can share? Come and join us. We'll make room right over here on the irrational fear bandwagon. 713-881-5500 on the Bull. My rational fear is squirrels. I'll just be real honest with you. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen. Eric's irrational fear is...
dolls of any sort.
I can kind of get with you on that one. Mo's irrational fear...
the potato peeler.
That's the one where I'm having a little trouble.
Why, George?
But I'm catching up. I'm catching up, okay? I want to know irrational fears this morning here on the Bull.
Miss Angie's on the phone. Hey, sister, tell us yours.
Hello. So my fear is of frogs. I'm scared of frogs.
Frogs?
Yes, frogs. When I was little, my brothers used to throw them on me. So as an adult, I see one and I'm running as far away, as far as away as I could.
I just see it as a non-threat.
A frog? Oh, no.
I feel like they're threatening my life.
Yeah, they're slimy. They pee on you. I bet you couldn't watch Muppets at all, huh? Because of Kermit.
No frogs. Frogs, teddy bears, anything frogs. They don't I can't do it.
Like what?
I love that. I go back to the fact that it was her brother throwing frogs on her as a kid that got her. So frogs. Speaking of animals, we have more animals calls this morning.
Okay, how about Randy in Texas City? Hey, what's your irrational fear?
Chickens.
Okay, I can get behind this.
Chickens?
What is it about chickens that scare you so bad?
Okay, what makes it irrational is the fact that I'm afraid of chickens due to a dream I had in my 20s.
What? Okay. Okay, go tell us about the dream in like 10 seconds.
I had a nightmare that I was encased by brown chickens, so it's very particular. Chickens in general, I won't be around them at all.
Will you even entertain the idea of going to KFC for lunch?
This month, so this has been for 20 years now. Like, I won't even get out of my car if you have a chicken soup at your house.
Yeah.
She won't get out of the car.
You eat it,
if
though,
they have
right?
a chicken.
Yeah, do you eat chicken?
Oh, I eat chicken at the grocery store. I'm not buying it at a farm.
You're like, I win, chicken.
I'm not buying it at a farm.
Take that, chicken. Let's see. What's your irrational fear? Kimberly is in Webster. Kimberly, what's your irrational fear?
Small spaces.
For instance?
I'm going to continue. Yes, closets, MRIs, back seats of cars. My sisters tortured me when I was young, continuing the tortured sibling story. But they locked me in a closet, and I kicked and kicked and kicked, and they thought it was funny and wouldn't let me out. So, yeah. Wow. Any small space, caves. Don't put me in a cave.
No, don't put you in a cave. No small space. I think we need to have a session on the show about siblings.
Questioning everything.
It's like, what the heck is going on with some of these siblings? Your irrational fears. 713-881-5500. We got a couple of text messages you got to hear next after Little Texas. One of the things we hear about the most is Eric's 10-minute tune. Every morning, he creates a song. It's crazy, but he can do it with your suggestion. He'll take it and go on the hallway, spend 10 minutes, write a little ditty about it, and he'll come back and perform it. But it all has to start with your suggestions for that little ditty.
All right, so we have Briley on the phone in Pearland. Hey, sister, what do you want Eric to sing about?
I want Eric to sing about how my mom always drops me off so early in the morning, so I always miss the 10-minute tune.
Oh, my goodness. You have a terrible mother.
I love that she's got it together.
You know. You tell her that. You said Mr. Eric said she's a horrible
don't
mom.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Briley, should we write you a note that says you can come to school late one day? That way you can hear the 10-minute tune?
That would be wonderful.
That would be good. Okay. All right, Briley, we're going to get your number. We're going to get you a note so you can be late in just in case you miss the 10-minute tune. Thank you. Have a great day at school today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to line 4, Eric.
All right. That's Misty in New Caney. Hey, what should I sing about today?
Hey, May 4th is National Scrapbook Day. And there's a whole lot of scrapbookers. It's a whole crafting thing. So sing about that.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, crafting and scrapbooking, Eric. That's right up your alley.
And I hate that you said the weirder the better. No.
Just saying, Misty has a passion and she deserves a song.
My wife actually is one of you. She's got like all the cricket stuff and all the books and books full of memories. I hate scrapbooking.
It's a lot of stuff.
I love scrapbooking. Your wife so is amazing. Sweet.
She does too. She loves it. I hate it. So no song for you.
Wow.
There you go, Misty.
All right.
You listen to the show.
Misty, I love you. I appreciate your hobby, but I am drowning in crafting things.
Yeah. I'm afraid we lost a listener there. Thank you, Misty. We appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Natalie and Jocelyn. Natalie, good morning. And Jocelyn, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh,
I've never sung about peanut butter and jelly before, Mr. Eric.
I don't know.
They go together. They make a great combo.
What kind of jelly y'all like? It's controversial.
Come on. What do y'all like?
Come on, Mom.
Grape.
She knows.
Okay, grape.
Yeah. Strawberry's the right answer.
Raspberry. And then I love the seeds.
Oh.
I crunch them.
Yeah, the it's controversial on what you put with the peanut butter. But all right, we're going to put that one down. Ladies, you all have a good day at school, okay?
Sweet.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Wait, just real quick. Natalie, Jocelyn, Crustables or do you like the homemade?
Oh, no, gosh, those are terrible for you, ladies.
They're homemade.
Homemade. Okay, all right. So they're homemade. Okay, so we like it there. All right, 713-881-5500.
All right, Lisa's on the phone in Houston. Lisa, please help us. We need a suggestion for 10-minute tune.
Taurus birthdays. The Zodiac.
Is that right now?
Yes.
Okay. When, let me guess. You've got a birthday coming up.
It's today.
You cannot turn Lisa down. It's today.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Do you like having a May birthday?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, how do you celebrate?
The
what are you doing
today? Best birthday ever.
It's the best birthday ever, yeah. Yeah, how are you celebrating today?
I'm just going to go out and have dinner, a few drinks. Shh, don't tell nobody.
Good for you, girl.
Don't tell.
It's a busy weekend.
We
want to
go. We want to join you.
Yeah, get started early.
Really?
Yeah.
You give us a location.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, stay on hold.
Eric, what do you think?
She needs a song.
Yes.
And I need a drink.
Eric,
let's go.
With the cane.
All right,
let's do it. Okay, Lisa, stop pressuring me. I'll do it. I'll do a May birthday song.
Lisa with an L. You got your wish today. It's your birthday song, okay?
Woo! Awesome. Thanks, Eric with the cane.
Thank you. You're getting back at me for being so hard on the scrapbooking community, aren't you? I deserve it.
We'll find out what he creates next on The Bull. All right, coming up in 30 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, it's good news time. I know sometimes it feels like the whole world is nothing but bad news, but we have good news from right here in Houston. We call it the 810 Amen, and you could be our next one. 713-881-5500. If you have a good news story or something that you're celebrating, here from 100.3 The Bull. Eric's 10-minute tune is where he creates a song off your suggestion. Mo always says the crazier the better, but today was kind of simple, I think.
It was from Miss Lisa. Lisa, what do you want Eric to sing about?
Taurus birthdays, the Zodiac.
Is that right now?
Yes.
Okay. When, let me guess, you've got a birthday coming up.
It's today.
You cannot turn Lisa down. It's today.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, a birthday song today.
Yes, we also got a text message saying happy 11th birthday to Ryan. So apparently it's a big birthday time right now.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show, Ryan. We appreciate it. Eric back in the studio.
Yeah, I just walked in. Who's Ryan?
He was just a text message.
Oh,
it's his 11th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy 11th birthday.
Did you write him a good song, him and Lisa?
Good is questionable, but I did. Usually I do it in the style of L-O-V-E when I do all the month birthday songs.
Right.
This month I changed it up. What is the number one song you see on social media this time of year?
Shaboozy.
Okay.
Okay, valid.
Yes, yes.
That's valid.
Besides Shaboozy, think boy band.
Oh, NSYNC, it's going to be May.
Yes!
It's going to be May.
Is that what you did?
I did it. For May birthdays.
You're going to dance.
Yes, I'm going to dance.
Okay, all right. It's our 10-minute tune, Dance Moves and All, here on the Morning Bullpen.
Happy May birthday. You're getting old. You're Taurus or Gemini. All the allergies, it's hot and cold. The kids will be home when school's over. No, your mom and dad conceived you in August. Yes, it's true. They got freaky now. You are here, but that's not all, dear. I'm stressed about Mother's Day, hepatitis month. Okay, but hey. Birthday in May.
I need to apologize to the 11-year-old who texted in and wanted us to talk about his birthday, which just ruined his life.
Oh my gosh.
Happy hepatitis month, Ryan.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
I have no idea. I just Googled it and I go, oh, nobody knows this. It's hepatitis month.
Surely let's put that in
the song. Let's bring some awareness to this very serious issue.
Right, yeah. Right.
Happy hepatitis month.
We brought some awareness in that song. I'm not sure that's what we were hoping for, though. Well done. I got to say.
Really?
Well played on the your birthday, May.
Thank you. That was well played there.
It's our 10-minute tune. If you want to get it, share it with somebody who's having a birthday in May, it's easy to grab. Just go to themorningbullpen.com. And if you want to make sure you always get our podcast, just download the Odyssey app from your app store and then go favorite The Morning Bullpen. That way you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull. I got a phone call yesterday that I think it's a phone call that most parents dread when it comes to their children.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, wow.
Well, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My son, Zachary, told me yesterday.
What is happening?
That he wants to be a politician. And
wait, how old is Zach?
Zach is turning 30.
Okay.
Yeah, he's turning 30. He's the oldest boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you trust politicians so much, George.
Yeah, so you're definitely for this.
I mean, there are a lot of things that he could have told me in that phone call, and I would have been open and accepting in all of that.
Oh.
But the fact that he told me, and I'm being serious.
Yeah.
He wants to run for the school board.
That's like the gateway, right?
That's what I said.
Isn't that where they all start?
Oh, that's exactly what I said. Yeah. It's like you start with the school board.
You have to start
and
somewhere.
Then all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Is the gateway.
What was your advice? I'm so curious.
I really want to know what you said.
I tried my best to be supportive.
Okay.
Good.
You have to as a parent, right?
But first of all, I will say this. Zach is a smart kid.
Yes. Okay.
Like top of his class, graduated with every honor you can imagine. I mean, all of this stuff, right? Uh-huh. But politician? I don't know. I don't know if I can live with that in the family.
You are in denial, George.
What do you mean I'm in denial?
Because you're much more of a politician than you give yourself credit for.
I am not.
You are.
Do you mean like kissing babies and shaking hands kind of politician?
Out of the three of us, whenever we go out in public, mm-hmm. let's all admit just openly and honestly, George is absolutely the best at working a room.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
You thrive on that.
Yes.
Everyone has your phone number. Like, we joke about that. But
yes.
That's so like.
It gives you life blood to, hey there, I'm George. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Vote for me.
Uh-huh. So wait, you're saying that it's my fault.
I'm raised in this way. It's all about the foundation that you laid.
It's not nature, it's nurture. Is that what you're saying? Okay, I have to blame evidently for this.
There's a little bit of it in the bloodline. So what's your advice to him going to be for working a room?
Well, I did tell him, at the end of the phone conversation, I was like, hey, I'm happy to help you craft commercials if you want that.
Okay, yeah.
I can teach you the little thing that I learned a long time ago about remembering people's name. That's
what
always
good. What is that tip?
Yeah, I don't
know. You're really going to share it on the radio.
Come on,
George.
So I can share that with you. Okay. I can talk to you about how to move from one person to the other in a room effortlessly and not make them feel like
you do that so
off.
Great. Because I'll sit there with one person for 20 minutes and you're like, we
gotta
have to keep it rolling.
We got to go, Eric. We got
to
go.
Like, but she's so sweet, George. Nope. We got a lot of people to see.
So I don't know. I'm honestly, I you may find me in the corner, just a little bit upset about this. So
I'm ready for campaigns. Logan.
Would you Mo? Would you ever consider running for public office, being a politician?
Oh, 0%. I wouldn't be allowed to. There's too much on my Facebook. I won't even let my husband run for like HOA president.
You don't want him to be involved in HOA.
I don't need any of my business. Like, well, first coming of all, out of the dirt.
Can we admit HOA is not a politician position? It's a dictator position. Okay, can we admit that? What about you, Eric? Would you ever be a politician?
No. Well, I mean, you say HOA, like something small. I'd like to have a tiny bit of power. You know what I mean?
Have any.
Just a small. No, I don't even have power at home. I don't have power here. I don't have power in traffic. Yeah. Everywhere I go. Powerless. See? So give me a little bit of power.
Just a little something. I'm trying to think what you would do if there's somebody. What do you live in, Katy? Right.
I live in Katy. Yeah.
Okay. So if there's somebody listening in Katy,
would like to give me some power.
I was going
to
say give you a position. That would be awesome. What would be the great position for Eric to be? As a joke, long time ago, I ran for railroad commissioner.
Wow.
in the state of Kentucky.
Wait, that's serious, isn't it?
Well, they had nobody that had applied to be like, and it was an elected position. Mm-hmm. So as part of the radio show in Kentucky, I applied for it. I did not win. But
they looked at your Facebook, didn't they?
It's a George Lindsay Railroad Commissioner.
Wow. You used to make good radio.
I want to know, though, if you're listening and you're in the Katy area, we need to find a position and a title for Eric with a K.
Hear ye, hear ye.
He and my son can be the politicians of the group, all right?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
All right, Michael's on the phone with us this morning. He tried to take $100 from Mo on Mo Knows Country. This is how you get it, Michael.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Michael, why is that?
Because as usual, it's Mo's money.
Yeah. It is Mo's money. All right, Michael, tell her to get out of here.
Adios, Mo.
Adios, amigos.
All right. Five country-related trivia questions, Michael, and they start right now. Question number one, which country group is known for hits like American Honey and Need You Now?
Oh, I'm blanking on that one. I'm sorry. I'll pass.
Okay, question number two, which artist's album, Heartache Medication, included the song Tequila Little Time With You?
John Party.
Question number three, name the artist that's trying to be humble and kind, but he was just named one of the fittest stars in country music.
Kim McGraw.
Question number four, Mo always says this artist ain't country, but the 2012 CMA Entertainer of the Year says differently. Name the artist.
2012. Pass.
Question number five. This country legend's son, 20 years after his dad passed away, says that he's found some new songs and he's going to be releasing a new album for Jimmy Buffett, Toby Keith, or Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against this morning. Michael did pretty well, I think.
He did. He did pretty great. You got three out of the five, Michael. The only ones you missed, you passed on.
Oh. One tip we always try to tell people, even if you think it's wrong, give us a guess. You never know. You might get lucky. We've had that happen. Mo, you ready?
No.
All right. Question number one. Which country group is known for hits like American Honey and Need You Now?
Oh, I Need You Now is Lady A.
Lady Antebellum, Lady A. I would have taken either one.
Okay, he passed on it, so you're winning, Mo, 1-0.
Question number two, which artist's album, Heartache Medication, included the hit song Tequila Little Time With You?
Oh, that's John Party.
That is correct. It is John Party.
My favorite.
He got that one, so it's 2-1.
Question number three, name the artist that is trying to be humble and kind, but he was just named one of the fittest stars in country music.
That would be Tim McGraw.
That is Tim McGraw. Yes. He's always on that list, by the way.
Always.
Michael got it right, so it's 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four, Mo always says this artist ain't country.
Which one?
But the 2012 CMA Entertainer of the Year Award says differently. Name that artist.
I need more clues, George.
Ooh.
No.
Is she going to get it wrong?
2012 CMA. So they were country. So are you talking about Taylor Swift?
I am talking about Taylor Swift.
She doesn't say different, George. She doesn't want to be country music. She wants to be weird.
I don't even listen to her.
I'm just saying, she has an Entertainer of the Year from the Country Music Association.
Michael,
please don't tick off the Swifties. Please don't tick off the Swifties. It's 4-2-2 right now.
Question number five. This country legend's son, some 20 years after his dad passed away, says that he's found some new songs and he's going to be releasing a new album for A, Jimmy Buffett, B, Toby Keith, or C, Johnny Cash.
If you're saying 20 years after his dad's death, I think it has to be C, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is correct. Yeah. Yes, that was the clue in there. Yeah, yeah. So.
Michael, she got all five right and protected her money. Sorry, I'm so Michael. Sorry.
I'm really sorry about that Taylor Swift question also.
That's all right. I'm still not listening to Taylor Swift.
That's my boy.
All right, Michael, you know what you got to say.
As usual, Mo knows her country.
She does. Thanks, and you'll get a chance to take $100 from her tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next Mo Knows Country game right here on 100.3 The Bull.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.